Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Off Script.
Yes.
Why did I say that weird?
Off Script. We are almost done. We got this episode and one, nope, two
done
more.
Done with this season.
This season, yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. We're not
leaving. We're almost done.
We're done. We're done doing this podcast.
Fed up.
So I know this is different than what we've done in the past. It's a kid's book and a kid's movie, but we figured, I mean, those turn into movies too, so why not do a couple of them?
Plus, it's kind of, especially if there's people out there who are going to start reading with us, you'll realize, like, damn, we're reading a lot. Like, a kid's book, it's nice to break it up.
It was a nice change. I was like, a 5-minute read, and then I got to watch a movie. I was like, oh, I'm prepared for this podcast in 2 hours. That's awesome. And we're doing one of Bree's favorites.
Yeah, my absolute favorite. Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's it. Yes, exactly.
I didn't realize you were wanting me to do that.
Oh my gosh. My picture. I gotta paint your picture. The picture.
You're gonna paint their picture.
I'm gonna paint a picture. Guys, I don't know why. I need to write that in my notes.
I know. You started it. And paint. Now I feel like once it became a thing, you have forgotten.
I know.
Okay. Okay. How are you painting this one?
Let's see. Well, we are very excited to have a surprise guest with you at the end of this podcast. So we're recording this a little earlier because way earlier because we had to do it before her bedtime. So
spoiler.
Yes. So stay tuned, even though I'm sure I will have advertised it on our Facebook page.
Probably.
Stay tuned for my daughter, Riley. She's going to come on and talk about it too. We figured it'd be fun to do
have a kid's point of view on a
kid's book. Exactly. And since we're doing two kids' books in a row, we let her pick which one she wanted to do. And mm-hmm. she chose this one.
She chose the better of them.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. But, so I guess my picture is that
we're doing it earlier. That's a lovely picture.
Y'all, it's been a very weird emotional day. So my brain's just all over the place. And so, just happy thoughts that my little girl, you get to hear my little girl's voice. You've seen a picture of her already.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just so proud of her. I just love her so much. And so, yeah, that's my picture, is my little, I'm excited for you all to hear my baby. It's like that TikTok song. It's, that's just my baby dog.
Oh.
Except now it's girl.
That's just
my baby girl. Doesn't work as well. Okay. Anyways. That's all I got. That's my picture. You got anything?
I don't think so.
All right. So, take it away. I was about to say that, and then I realized that's what you just said. I was about to re-quote, take it away, Erin. I was like, oh, wait, she legit just say that. Oh, guys.
All right, so Nightmare Before Christmas is my all-time favorite movie because it's the movie that, like, First off, when I was 9 and went to watch it, my friend wanted to watch it, and I literally, like, stormed into where my mom and her mom were hanging out in the kitchen. I literally was like, Mom, Miranda's trying to make me watch Nightmare Before Christmas and it's gonna give me nightmares because it's got nightmare in the title. I don't want to watch this scary movie. My mom went, it's not a scary movie. I was like, it's got nightmare in the title. And she's like, if Miranda wants to watch it, go watch it with her. And I was like, I don't want to watch. Your mom's like, suck it up, basically. So then Miranda went and popped it in, and I, like, they had these big pillows to hide behind. So I, like, hid behind it. And it started out with a song. And I was like, hold on, what is this? And then basically from then on, I watched it all the time. But it was also the first movie where... It was in high school when Mr. Wilson was making us watch it for our paper. Okay. I don't think you had his class.
I did not.
Me and Cass had his class, and I just remember Cass coming up to me because he had it first period and I had it third. And he was like, guess what we're doing today in class? And I was like, what? And he was like, watching Nightmare Before Christmas. I was like, what? But I really think he just wanted something. Because we watched it, I feel like, for a month straight. And then after we watched the movie, we watched all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That was, like... That is a t-shirt who had, like, checked out for the year. He's like, winter break's this almost
was,
here.
This is literally at the start of the year, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he had us watch the behind-the-scenes stuff. And that's kind of when I was like, wait a minute. This is how they made this. So then I went home and just watched the behind the scenes stuff left and right. And then I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to work in movies in some capacity. Look at me not working in movies in some capacity.
We're talking about movies. That's working in some capacity. Just not the one not you the capacity. Yeah, had planned.
True. Good point. So yeah, so that's why I love Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we plan at the beginning of the book, it's legit like, oh no. You guys, since we're filming earlier, my monster boy child is still awake too.
But he should also get a chance to. Can you say hi?
You want to say hi? Say hello. No. He fell and waved to you guys. Say hello in the microphone.
Hello.
Good there job. You go. Okay, go back to grandma.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Mommy.
No, mommy and no.
All right, that was your sneak peek of my children. That was my Tyler man.
All right, anyways. We were saying something like, so Nightmare was a book first, which I didn't know, but it never got published. Was that what it was? Okay, so the Nightmare Before Christmas originated in a poem written by Tim Burton in 1982 while he was working as a Disney animator. Disney started to consider developing Nightmare Before Christmas as either a short film or a 30-minute television special.
Oh, I'm glad they did not do either of those.
Oh, yeah. It officially became a book the year that the movie came out.
Oh.
So.
It just makes me so happy for Tim. I love Tim so much.
So, yeah, so before we get started with everything, so we, at the beginning of the book, Tim Burton has a little note he wrote. So we're going to read it to you.
I wrote the Nightmare Before Christmas poem long before I thought of it becoming a stop-motion film. It was always intended as a book, and I'm so happy that I was able to accomplish that original vision and that people 25 years later seem to still appreciate it. Tim Burton.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, it was a book first. Well, it was a story first. I guess it wasn't a book until the movie
came. It was Tim's baby.
Yes. So, our synopsis is The Misadventures of Jack Skellington, Halloween Town's beloved Pumpkin King, who has become bored with the same annual routine of frightening people. When Jack accidentally stumbles on Christmas Town, all bright colors and warm spirits, he gets a new lease on life. He plots to bring Christmas under his control by kidnapping Santa Claus and taking over the role. But Jack soon discovers that even the best laid plans can go seriously awry.
Is that really what they put?
That is copy and pasted from Google. I had to make sure.
That's the funniest thing.
I had to make sure it worked for both book and movie. So yeah. I was like, okay, yeah. Can't have talk about Sally and stuff like that. So yeah. it worked.
Yeah.
And so parents know if you are contemplating letting your younglings listen to this, your munchkins listen to this, we are keeping it very kid-friendly, and we believe in magic here. So I figured with kids' books, we got to put the illustrator in there, too. So yeah. Both author and illustrator are Tim Burton, director Henry Selick?
Selick.
Selick. Is that how you spell Selick? Like Tom Selick, too?
No.
Oh.
Just Selick is S-E-L-L-A-K, or but, A-C-K. This but, is Tom, Henry.
I know it's a different person in a different family, but I was just wondering if they spell it the same.
No.
Okay.
They don't.
And screenplay writer Caroline, my word, you guys, it's already starting. Caroline Thompson. All right, as mentioned, the book was originally a poem written in 1982, but the book became published in 1993, and the movie came out October 13th, 1993. Did the book come out
Hey, first? This means that Nightmare is definitely a Halloween movie, too. They released it in October.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know.
Yeah. Does it have
this movie is in every
month. Day of the year.
Oh, nope, it only says the year.
It says the year, that's what I thought. So I don't know if the book...
Google.
That's where I got that information. Oh, nope. It came out after. So technically 94. So we just looked it up, you guys, and it was actually the book came out after the movie. It was written before, so that's why we're counting it in our little pod. But the book officially was published in January 1st, 1994. Interesting fun facts. Come back for them. But anyways, from being written to the movie being made is an 11-year difference, 82 to 93.
Could you imagine? Did you know? The movie that Tim was first working on as a Disney animator. Do you want to guess?
Tim Burton?
Yeah.
As an animator.
It's not one that you're going to be like, oh.
So it's not Tim Burton style?
No.
Beauty and the Beast.
I wish, though.
I don't know.
Bambi.
Dude, I was going to say Bambi. No freaking joke. I was going to say Bambi, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of weird. I wouldn't say, no, I don't know, Bambi. That's freaking crazy.
It's Bambi.
That's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love Bambi. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, could you imagine writing it and then seeing it get made into a movie?
I know. Mm-hmm. Like your dreams come true. Mm-hmm. That you get to produce and everything like that.
Yeah. He was very hands-on in everything with this movie. So
I bet. Because he had to, like, it's all his style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Dude, stop animation.
I wish people still did it.
I give credit to everybody who ever
well, that's does what, it. I think it took them 3 years.
To make?
God.
Yeah. It did. It took 3 years to make Nightmare because it was stop animation, stop motion. Stop motion? Stop animation? What do they call it?
Stop motion.
Stop motion. That's insane.
The random facts of this movie that are in my head, I was like, no way did it take 3 years. Like...
Okay, you guys, I have, like, the patience of, like, nothing. If I had to do this for 3 years...
Do you remember when we tried to make stop motion?
Yes! I wish I knew where those were!
I think they're still on YouTube.
I know, but I don't know what our bad acts. Dude, I think I've looked it up and I can't find it.
Oh,
maybe dude, I'll look. Look for it. And if we can find it, we will post a link to our horrible Harry Potter stop motion.
Harry Potter?
Wasn't it Harry Potter?
No. It was Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't think so. I think it was Harry Potter.
Was it?
I didn't
swear they had a boat.
Maybe it was Harry Potter Pirate. Maybe it was a collab.
Yeah, maybe.
A mashup. You got, because I didn't have, I only had Harry Potter Legos.
Oh. Well, somehow, I swear to you, we made it. Because we were practicing our voices.
Oh, that's right. You guys, we had this plan where we were going to reenact movies. Like,
this This alone should have been my clue that this is what I wanted to do. Right. Because I was like, I was the spearhead of this. I was like, I printed us all the scripts.
Yeah.
So I would like print out all the scripts for everyone. I assigned everyone to their roles. And I was like, we're going to film this.
Everyone. It was just you and me. We got nobody else to
Kayla.
Do.
We had Kayla.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dude, but she was not as into it.
She was not into it at all.
No.
She was just like, what are my friends? What?
I know. We were the dorks, and Kayla was the popular. She was like, in all reality, in a normal high school, we would not have been friends, but we were friends from middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, Kayla, if you listen. Haven't talked to you in
would
years.
Would love to see you.
Yeah, I've seen you in years. But no, I remember I had the script, and I was walking back and forth in my backyard trying to remember, because Pirates of the Caribbean was the main one we were going to do first. Okay. I was pacing, and I think it was like, because I was going to be Will Turner, and I think it was like his first big...
Oh, it's the gold filigree laid into the handle.
Yes, I was trying to memorize that so much, and then I was so bummed when we didn't end up doing it. I was like, I worked so hard.
I watched the first one, and I say every single line because I know it because of that, and all I can think of is... I forced myself to memorize this whole damn movie.
We didn't even do it. We have a picture of us. There was we had a Disney homecoming one of our high school years, and you had to dress up like a Disney character, and Brie and I dressed up as Will and Jack. And I think it's because we bought the stuff for this.
Yeah, yeah. And we were just really excited to have it.
Oh, well. Well, that's a flash from the past. Blast from the past?
Blast
from the past. Oh man, you guys. All right, well, let's get started. So, what are your initial thoughts now that you have read the book and seen the movie? What are your thoughts?
I love it.
I know, like, we've kind of already said that.
I was going to say, I was like, if you don't know my initial thoughts with this one.
I don't think I think I saw the movie... I don't know how old I was, but it wasn't, like, for it coming out the year after I was born, it was, I was, like, I was way older. And, you're gonna hate me. It's just not my cup of tea. Tim Burton is just not my favorite, and I know you love him.
I do.
Like, I don't hate it. I watch it every year. I mean, Riley loves it, and I don't hate it enough not to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I remember Chris's family had it on Laserdisc.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, like, basically vinyl record, but yeah. For movies.
Yeah. We had Pinocchio, the original Pinocchio on that. Don't know why, because I think I watched it, like, once as a child.
I thought you were going to say I don't know why about the Laserdisc, because I'm like, yeah, like, I feel like that came and went.
Yes, like, it really did. Like, oh, man. But, yeah, so... But again, I don't hate it.
Rude.
Not my favorite.
It's rude.
It's basically...
I have a tattoo of it on me.
I know, you do. Explain your tattoo. Are you going to do that when we get to that in the movie?
Well, this isn't even in the movie. Well, it's in the movie, but it's like...
You're not noticeable.
It's just... Yeah.
What is it?
I have my Nightmare Before Christmas tattoo, guys. And I didn't want... Because everyone gets Jack or Sally's face, and I didn't want Jack or Sally's face. I didn't want something... That would be noticeable, because I love Nightmare Before Christmas, but I feel like it's become a bandwagon thing, and, like, I feel like everyone wants to be goth, so they're like, oh, I love this movie, and I'm like, but do you love it?
Do you know all the details?
Yeah. So, in high school, I had been watching it, like, I think I had someone stay in the night, and we had to pause it, because she had to pee. And while she was in the bathroom, I was sitting there staring at it. And it was Jack in the town hall scene. And he had the curtains closed, so you didn't see the Christmas tree or anything. And that's when I noticed that the curtains had a heart on it. And I was like, whoa. Like, I've watched this how many times? I'm just now seeing this heart. Like, what? And so then I, like, sat there and I stared at it. And I was like, that would be a really cool tattoo. So then when I thought about getting it, I wanted to get a tattoo for me, my mom, and my dad. And I originally... drew it, I would take 3 pens and I would draw the heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With 3 hearts, and I wanted it on my hip.
But that's where I wanted my first tattoo, too, was my hip.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
Like, first off,
here we got two tattoos now, both of us, and neither are on our hips.
Yeah. Like, I grew up. I was like, wait a minute. That's like, why? First off, I was like, why am I trying to get the tattoo that I want to, like, represent my parents on my hip? Like, that's a little weird. But then it turned into, because I also didn't totally like the three hearts, and I really liked just his heart, so then I tried to draw it how I wanted it. So it's very, like, it's super skinny, I would say, and it really looks like Tim made it have, like, a stitch right in the middle of the heart, but you can't, like, totally tell that's what it looks like. So I took my rendition of what I wanted this heart to look like, and I drew it, but I suck at drawing, and I was like, I don't want my drawing to be what's on my body forever. And, well, Sierra, my best friend who lives in Nebraska, who was the person who would make all of my t-shirts with me for all of my red carpet premieres, who I knew drew well because of that, because she was also my stencil maker for all the tiny, intricate details I wanted. I was like, she should draw my tattoo. Like, that would be cool. Plus, then it's, like, an added layer to it. Like, okay, someone I care about drew my tattoo that I'm making be about my parents. Like,
I love it.
Yeah. So then I got it. It took me ages. The reason I got my first tattoo when I was 18, and I got my second tattoo just, like, a year and a half ago. Yeah. And it's because I didn't know where I wanted this, because I knew I didn't want it on my hip, and then I really screwed up. I was like, well, I don't know where I'm putting it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really like it.
The tattoo, not the movie. Yeah,
that's it. I think it's unique. I look for it every time, and I never know where I'm supposed to look, and now I do.
Right there, yep.
I'll actually do a screenshot and put this next year tattoo on our Instagram.
Do it. So, check it out, guys. So yeah. You can be like, wow, I never even... I thought it was just a curtain.
Exactly. Like, but that's cool.
Yeah. So now I love that scene even more.
Yeah. That's a fun scene, too. I do like that. Okay. And why did we pick this book, Brie?
Because I knew Allie hated it. Because I knew we would need a break from our long books. And I was like, okay, kids' book. Christmassy.
Yeah, because we're taking a break in December, so we wanted to do some Christmas books for you. And
Plus, I thought this was perfect because it's like
it's Halloween, a November book.
And Christmas.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a November book. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Plus, it's my favorite movie.
Yes. Gotta get it in there. Yep. All right. So I think the best way to do this is quickly tell you the story from the book.
Yeah.
Because 100% of that story is in the movie.
Yep.
It's just the movie adds more.
Yeah.
So you just want to share the story?
Okay. So the story is Jack Skellington is sad. He doesn't know why. He's depressed. He's sick of his mundane life that just keeps going same old, same old. Tired of scaring people. Don't like scaring people. And so then one day he finds a door shaped like a Christmas tree. And so then he goes through that door and finds Christmas Town, which brings him a lot of joy and a lot of life and makes him feel different about life. So he's like, I want to bring this back home. So he takes it home with this brilliant idea that he is going to do Christmas this time. He wants to be Santa Claus. So he is Santa Claus and he takes this holiday and makes it his own, and he ruins it.
He ruins it pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, military starts shooting him down.
Yeah. Because all the, like, all the toys and the gifts and everything he leaves behind is basically just attacking all the kids because it's Halloween and scary.
Yes.
But then in the book, Santa, or, well, after the military starts attacking Jack, he gets shot down, and then he's in a cemetery, and Santa comes and is like, I'll save the day. But then to make Jack's day, he
he sends snow his way.
Yeah, so yeah. Santa, like, sprinkles Christmas in Halloween Town. Yeah. It's very cute. I actually really like how it's written, because I love the Night Before Christmas poem. Mm-hmm. I do my Christmas letters, my year synopsis, or my year flashback, or whatever, mm-hmm. in the Night Before Christmas style.
Yeah.
And this, it's really written, like, exactly like it. Like, there's that mm-hmm. one page that's, like, it even starts off the mouse.
Yeah, the... 'Twas the nightmare before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care. When opened that morning would cause quite a scare. The children all nestled so snug in their beds. Would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads. The moon that hung over the new-fallen snow cast an eerie pall over the city below. And Santa Claus's laughter now sounded like groans, and the jingling bells like chattering bones. And what to their wondering eyes should appear but a coffin sleigh with skeleton deer, and a skeletal driver so ugly and sick, they knew in a moment this can't be Saint Nick.
Yeah, so I really loved it. I love, because every page rhymes and everything like that. It was a really fun read. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the book.
That's the whole book.
Woo!
And so now we're going to tell you...
Oh my gosh, I did it again. I told myself to not do that in this recording. All day I was like, okay, when you record, you can't... Woo. And what do I do?
Woo! So, now we're at the movie.
Yeah. First off, the movie's a musical. I love the music.
I know. I really do like all the songs in the movie.
All the songs are just so freaking good.
What do the kids say nowadays? They're fire.
Oh, they're fire. They are fire. Like... I love all of the songs. I have them stuck in my head all the time. Especially, like, whenever I find something new, I'm like, what's this? What's this?
This is Halloween.
Yeah, that's the one I have, usually.
My favorite is the Trick or Treater, so.
I know.
Basically the same story, though, where we're going and you see Jack is this amazing Halloween skeleton king. And, throughout it, you're also seeing Sally. Sally's drawn in the books, but not ever mentioned. But she's a huge role in the movie. And basically, she's going through almost the same thing that Jack is, where she feels alone. But she, like, he's the depressed version of it. She's the, like, optimistic, I'm gonna get out of this version of it.
So Sally's part kind of starts off, doesn't it, where she's in... She's basically like a little Frankenstein girl.
Yeah.
Right? And mm-hmm. so she has her doctor, whatever.
What's Dr. His? Finkelstein.
Finkelstein. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to escape him. She doesn't like him at all.
No.
Is that how it starts? Or she's already out?
Well, she's town. Out and about. She's already out and about.
Okay.
Because she got to be there for Halloween and experience everything for Halloween.
Yeah. So the movie starts on Halloween and they're mm-hmm. all singing like... Mm-hmm. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Yes, exactly. And so then,
Jack is the spectacle of the whole entire show, and so
Jack's kind of let me impress you with some movie stuff.
Yeah.
Jack is the A storyline, and Sally's the B storyline.
Yeah.
Look at that. Thanks.
Yeah, it's true. They're definitely each other's counterparts, like, mm-hmm. which is funny because they're also, like, the love interest. And I guess that typically is mm-hmm. in all rom-coms, but...
Yeah.
So, he's putting on this huge show. Sally's sitting there watching it. He gets lit on fire, and then he goes into a fountain, and he comes out, and he's totally fine because he's Jack Skellington. And so then... He's sad and depressed and, like, everyone's still trying to, like, enjoy Halloween and they're trying to give each other awards and stuff. And then Jack's like, I'm gonna leave. I don't want to be a part of this. So then he goes and is alone. And Sally follows him. Kinda. Like, well, at first, actually, no. Dr. Finkelstein finds her and is like, you're not supposed to be out and about. You're supposed to be at home. And she's like, I don't want to go home. And because she's Frankenstein ragdoll, Dr. Finkelstein grabs her hand and she
pulls the string.
Does her, yeah, stitches.
And her arm falls off.
Yep. So then she's free of him and she runs off. And so she is in the graveyard where Jack goes to sing his song. His sad, sad song. So yes. Then he sings his song, which Mr. Wilson pointed out. There's a line in it where he says, "Who here could ever understand?" And he's like, "Do you guys realize he says that without knowing that Sally is in the graveyard?" But then Sally's in the graveyard.
Aww. Like,
who here could ever understand? Sally can understand.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. After he sings his song, he goes and walks in the forest. And he goes and he finds the Christmas tree door, where he falls down into Christmas tree land. And that changes his life. He falls, he sings "What's This?" because he's in love with the place.
Can I pause? I think in, look in the book. But I think in the book, it said there were three doors.
Were three massive doors.
Three. So in the book, it's Valentine's Day, Easter, and Christmas. But in the movie, I really like they had, like, every main holiday. So they had one for, like, Thanksgiving and St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. That was a difference I could throw in there.
That's a good
one. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. When I read three, I was like, oh, I don't think that happens in the movie.
Mm-mm. No. Well, good catch.
Well, thanks. It's my job.
I read this too and I didn't even catch that.
You were too busy singing songs in your head.
That's true, I was. So now he's in Christmas Town and he's happy and he's just smelling the cakes and pies everywhere.
I love Christmas time, you guys.
Yeah, and it's right around the corner.
I know. I'm so excited. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas. Well, we know my favorite holiday.
Star Wars Day.
You're going to be mad at yourself when I say it.
I know I am.
We hang out.
Oh yeah, 4th of July. <Durr. laughs> You've definitely even said that on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait, hold on. But Christmas is definitely my, like, it's Christmas and 4th of July for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they're both my favorite.
I love Christmas, yes.
But Christmas is Tim Burton's favorite holiday. That's why this whole thing is about, like, he wanted to incorporate Christmas into it because of that.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's in Christmas Town, and he doesn't really say that he's going to bring everything back home. He's just in love with it. In the book, he immediately starts grabbing everything he can see and takes it home. So then, in the movie, we go back to the town, and everyone's freaking out because now it's been just a day
without Jack.
I know. The mayor is freaked out.
He's like, I can't run this town by myself.
And he's like, I'm only an elected official here.
And so he's like, they're all freaking out for Jack. But in the book, it never mentions the town
freaking out that he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, mayor can handle himself. Yeah. It never even says that he's the mayor.
Exactly. The book makes it seem like Jack is.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He would be the better mayor, but anyway.
Basically is.
So everyone's freaking out because Jack's not there. And then they hear Zero barking, which is Jack's ghost dog.
Oh, so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim Burton's favorite Christmas movie is Rudolph, and that's why Zero.
I figured it must be. He has the red jack-o'-lantern nose, which I never realized it was until the book. It just looks like, I guess.
I guess you haven't been to Disneyland during, like, Halloween or Christmas time.
No.
All of his plushies have it, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the best. I love it. No, that's one of my favorite parts about Zero. Yes, I think it's so cute.
It's so cute.
Anyways. So they hear Zero barking, and then Jack comes. In a little, like, snowmobile. And he's like, call everyone at once. He wants a town meeting.
This is where Bruce Tattoo comes in.
Yeah. During the town hall song. One of my favorite songs, too.
Sing a little bit.
Oh, wait, yeah. There are a few who deny it. What I do, I am the best. Oh, yeah. My talents are renowned far and wide.
Good job.
Thank you.
I bet you guys didn't think you'd be getting serenaded on this podcast.
This one you will. So he does a town hall meeting, and he's basically showing everyone everything about Christmas, and he's like, this is why I think we, like, this is so great. Don't you guys feel this special feeling inside, too? Why aren't you excited like me? And then he's like, this is me pitching to you that I want to do this for Christmas, or for Halloween. Like, it's gonna be ours, not theirs.
Who cares about the other town?
Yeah, in the book, they just kind of go along with it. In the movie, there people are like, should we? Like, this seems weird. Like, seems wrong.
Yeah.
And he has to convince them.
So at one point, Sandy... Oh my god.
Allie! Incorrect!
Sally. I was thinking Sandy Claus. I was singing the Sandy Claus song in my head.
Getting the Sandy Claus.
Sally is like... She gets recaptured by her... she goes back because her arm was, like, taken off. So she's like,
I had to
come back for it.
Word is.
Yes. And so then she gets her arm back and everything like that. But she's trying to escape again.
But this is a common occurrence. You can tell just by how they interact with each other.
Yes. Like, he's like, gone again!
Yeah. You did that perfect.
Thank you. So she's trying to escape again. And she's like, you know what? I can poison him. And so she tries to poison him by putting, like...
Worm's wort,
and then she covers up the smell.
Oh, no, it was Deathly Nightshade, and she uses worm's wort to cover up the smell, but then she needs to use something
Frog's breath. Yeah. And so then he sniffs it, and he's like, ah, there's frog's breath in here. That's
nothing more suspicious than frog's breath.
Exactly. So he's like, you try it first. And so she, like, bends down and... Because he's like,
she smacks the spoon. She's like, oh, I'm not hungry. And smacks the spoon out of his hand.
So then she bends down and pulls a spoon out of her sock and it has holes in it. And so she pretends to eat it.
My thing is I don't eat soup, guys. I hate soup. So I'm like, she uses the spoon and then he just picks it up and drinks it like this. I would have been like, give me that spoon.
When like, she says like this, she's like picking up the bowl and just like dumping it in her mouth.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No, I would have, too. I was kind of like, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have gone for the spoon. And then he would have been even more mad.
I know.
Movie magic.
Yep. So then he, like, falls asleep. So I'm, like, thinking he's going to die. And she just, like, makes him pass out.
Yeah. Gosh. It's a Disney movie.
I know. Parents die in Disney movies all the time.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Then the next best song. Okay, no, not the next best song. I love Jack's Obsession, too. Because now they're trying to figure out how to make Christmas. And so Jack is basically, like, sitting in his tower, like, what do I need? Something's missing. I don't know how to make Christmas Christmas. Like, what am I missing? And it's just a whole entire song about that.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me. I was like, I mean, obviously they needed to add stuff to make it a movie. But it was just, like, he's, like, just, like, crunching, like, ornaments and, like, putting candy canes in.
He has the cutest faces. That's his, like, thinking faces. Oh, yeah. I keep doing this where I don't, like, explain it to people what I'm doing. And I go, and he's, like,
right.
And I have to cut things out. And I'm, like. But he has a really cute thinking face with his, like, his mouth is a perfect O. And he's, like, scratching his head, like.
It is cute.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No,
it doesn't. He sits at his table and thinks, and then the next page is the trick-or-treater stealing Santa.
Oh, yeah.
I also always call it Sandy Claus, because the movie calls it Sandy Claus.
Did the book call it Sandy Claus at all?
Mm-mm. Nope, it's Santa Claus. Not even
at the beginning?
Mm-mm. It's always Santa.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Did not the Sandy Claus. Fucking bit.
That's I just sang two different lines.
I was gonna say
that's my that favorite comes song. Next. No, it's chop him into bits.
Oh, okay.
Or there's lock him up real tight, throw away the key, and then turn off all the lights. That's my favorite song, guys. So then
Sally's like paying attention to all this too, and she's like, and she had.
Yeah, she makes him a little care basket.
Yeah.
With the potion, with the. Well, not the potion, but the drink that turns into a butterfly when he opens it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also really cute because he, like. he gets the little spark, like, for Christmas.
Yeah.
With her. But then he goes and looks down at her and she's gone. Because she's a scaredy cat. But same. But that's also when Sally gets her vision that Christmas is gonna suck.
Yeah. That something's gonna go wrong. People are gonna get hurt.
But also, my one qualm with the movie, you never hear that Sally has visions. And then just randomly she's sitting there playing with a twig. And then it turns into a Christmas tree and then turns into fire.
Like, I know. What? It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Kids movie.
So now Jack knows exactly what he needs for Christmas. So he is calling everyone to the town hall to give them all jobs. And the most important job of all is given to the trick-or-treaters, who are Oogie Boogie's boys. Which is funny because one of them's a girl. And he gives them the job of kidnapping Santa Claus.
Which doesn't... Well, the trick-or-treaters having to kidnap Santa in the book happens, but not everybody gets jobs in the book.
Yeah. Well, heck, it goes from Jack being like, what's missing from Christmas? And then the next page is, Santa was hanging out with Mrs. Claus, and then he had a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And then there were trick-or-treaters at his door.
Yeah.
So there's no explanation in between that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we get that explanation.
Yeah.
Plus, like, it's kind of nice to see that, because how in the heck would he be able to pull off Christmas without the
exactly.
help? We get to my favorite song, Kidnap the Santa Claus. And then they talk a lot about Oogie Boogie in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really know who Oogie Boogie is. In the book, he's not there. He's drawn again in one scene, but he is not he's not the villain of the story.
He's not even mentioned.
Yeah, nope, not even. Which is funny, because I also really like in the beginning song, he is the shadow on the moon at night.
I know.
From your dreams.
Yeah.
To the brims with fright. So I love that little
nod.
Yeah. So... Now the trick-or-treaters have gone on their task to go and kidnap Santa Claus. And see, it just happened.
That's okay. Yeah.
So then Jack is back at the town and he's given everyone tasks. And my favorite scene happens right now. It's when the trick-or-treaters come back and they're like, Jack, we got him, And then they open it and it's like Easter Bunny. Yeah, I love there's a guy with an axe in his head.
Yes.
And the bunny comes up to him and he goes, Bunny.
So cute.
But then Jack gets mad and is like, you gotta go get Santa Claus. This is not Santa Claus. What door did you go through?
And bring the bunny back home.
Which is also really funny, because I bet you that was probably a nod to it too. Because Easter is the only, Easter and Valentine's Day are the two doors in the book.
Yeah.
So I bet that was a nice little like,
here. We know there's other doors.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. What I forgot happens before the trick-or-treaters get there with the bunny is he's giving Sally her job now. Oh. And he's like, this is the most important one of all. If I don't have this whole day is ruined. I need you to make me my Santa Claus outfit. And Sally's like, Jack, I don't think this is a good idea. And he's like, oh no, look at it. It's super easy. It's super simple. Because he's seeing things on a face value thing, and she's like, no, I'm talking about the whole overall thing.
This whole plan.
Yeah. And he basically, if you haven't bossed perfectly, as he's like pushing her away to give her her job, he says, I have every confidence in you, rather than like
listening to her.
What's your qualm? What's your worry?
Yes.
Yeah. So then they get sent to go get Santa. This is when the Making Christmas song comes in to play. Because now they're making Christmas, na na na. And so basically now you see everyone doing their jobs. You see Dr. Finkelstein making the bone reindeer. You see the weird creature monster making a rat into a hat. You see the witches making... What's their stew for?
What are they making?
I have no idea. I don't know what those witches are doing. They're making Christmas. Mm. Oh, and they're also making, like, all the different toys and things that they're going to be giving out. And, they're
the little elves.
Yeah, and they're all really excited about it, and it's actually really sweet, but, like, they're just making it Halloween-themed. I really like that when he makes the hat, he puts the guy in the prisoner shackles, like,
oh, yeah,
to make him try it on. I'm like, why didn't you just, like, can you try this on?
Exactly.
So then, after this song, it's Christmas time. Also, they've changed, because they have a countdown to Halloween, and they've changed the sign so that says countdown to Xmas, and I think that's super cute, too. You also then see the elves of Christmas Town actually also getting ready for Christmas, unbeknownst to them. That
yeah.
Christmas is about to get mm-hmm. jacked up.
Because Christmas is in, like, a month.
Yeah, yeah. So then after the song, you see the trick-or-treaters get to the correct door, and Santa is checking his list twice over, mm-hmm. and when he answers the door, it's the trick-or-treaters, and they go, trick-or-treat!
And he's like, what?
Like, stuff him in a sack. Yeah. Take him away. Yep. Earn.
Gosh. Three times today.
So then, we're back in Halloween Town, and Jack's getting ready. Sally's getting him all dressed up in his cute little Sandy Claus outfit. And the trick-or-treaters come, and it's Santa. And Jack is acting like he's met, like, his idol. The person he's been dying to meet. He's like, what an honor to meet you, sir.
And he's, like, shocked that he doesn't have claws. And there's, like, candy in his beard because the trick-or-treaters put him in their trick-or-treat bag.
And so then he tells the trick-or-treaters to put him somewhere nice and cozy and, like, make sure he's happy. And where do they take him? To Oogie Boogie's.
Well, well, well.
What have we here? And Santa Claus, huh? I'm really scared.
As we said, Oogie Boogie was not in the book.
Not at all. So, little trick-or-treaters, rude, go take him to Sandy Claus. Or to Sandy Claus, to Oogie Boogie. Mm-hmm. And then we also see that Dr. Finkelstein has decided to make himself a companion worth having conversations with.
With himself. And he takes half his brain out and puts it in.
He just makes a female version of himself.
Oh, is that
you didn't,
what it
was? Yeah.
I didn't get that.
It's the female version of himself because, like, I think he wanted to have someone
like Sally.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm just shocked that Riley likes this movie because she's my scaredy cat kid.
Who couldn't watch The Goonies.
She couldn't watch The Goonies. We watched Hocus Pocus last night and she's, like, covering her eyes for part of it and she's seen Hocus Pocus, like, 12 times. And I'm like, Riley, you know exactly what happens. She's like, I know, but it's scary. And I'm like,
but this, she's like, I'll watch it.
She's like, let's watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm like, okay.
Oogie Boogie is singing to Santa Claus, telling him, basically, you're messing with the wrong man. Which is funny, because this guy just got unwillingly brought to him.
I know. So she's like, just leave me alone. I don't know why I'm here.
And so now it's Christmas night for Halloween Town, and Jack's making a big show of it, and, like, he's so happy that it's Christmas time. He gets to take off. He's in his cute Santa Claus outfit. And then Sally's like, I really have to screw this up. How am I going to screw this up? And then she goes back to her house and goes, I'm getting frog's breath. Or frog's breath? Fog juice. And so she gets her fog juice and she goes and she pours it in the town fountain. And it fogs it up. And Jack's all depressed. And he's like, oh, what am I going to do now? And this is when Zero comes in. And the Rudolph story comes into play. Because Zero comes up and starts barking at him. And Jack's like, not now. I'm depressed.
I love in the book, too. It's like, it's Zero's part starts off with being like, the only thing Zero ever wanted was to feel loved by Jack or something like that. And it's like, oh, that's so sad.
It'd be oh, like, and to be so needed was Zero's great dream. So he joyously flew to the head of the team.
Right, because it's a very, very start, like, front page.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It says something. Wherever it first talks about Zero.
It was Jack's dog, Zero, the best friend he had, but Jack hardly noticed, which made Zero sad.
That's so sad. So the fact that that Zero gets to save the day, he's just like, ah, my gosh.
Zero, I love Zero.
I know.
So much. I need to get a white dog and name him Zero. How have I never thought of that?
Gosh, yes. Yes. Seriously.
So Zero comes and saves the day. And so off they go, and Sally's upset. Sally's like, dang it. And this is when Sally, oh, I love Sally's song. Sally gets her song, and it's basically all about how she loves him. And he doesn't even notice her. And it makes her sad.
To be fair, for a love story, they have not a lot of interactions throughout this whole movie.
Yeah, no. Not at all. It's just, you have to take it like, small town.
Yeah.
Cool. They've known each other for forever.
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of like, she idolizes him. He's Jack the Pumpkin King.
Yeah.
He's her age, because I feel like everyone else is really old or really, really young.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, after her song, we go, and we're following Jack, and we're following him as he's delivering all these toys, and he's just so happy, and like, kids are waking up to say hi to him, and he's shaking their hands, and like, you've been a good boy. Like, he changes his voice completely. But then they open their gifts, and it's like a shrunken head. It's a man-eating wreath. It's a big stalking thing that's actually a snake. Like, there's so much wrong with this. So then everyone starts screaming, and I do love that you don't see any adults' heads.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, it was like a fun, strategic, like, way that they don't have to do a stop animation for their faces.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, I can't remember exactly what he said, but Tim basically didn't, because you see kids' faces, mm-hmm. and you see Halloween Town and Santa's right. and everyone's face, but not the adults, and he wanted it to be that way because it's geared towards kids. This is a kids' movie. That's what you want. You don't want to see the adults' faces.
I love it.
Yep. But your factor probably played a big role in it, too.
We can save 2 years by not doing this. Halloween Town's watching on their, like,
That's what they were doing. Yeah, that's what they were brewing. They were getting it ready. So, okay. So they're watching him, and the werewolf in the town is howling with excitement. It's so cute. I love how excited the whole town is. Yeah. Like, you guys are so happy that you're doing this, but you're screwing it up.
Could you just imagine, like, opening...
Well, also, have you ever thought about this? Did they just not do Halloween this year?
No, Christmas is after Halloween.
Yeah, but it took them a full year to do it. So did they just skip Halloween?
Did it? I don't think so. I think if you go and you look from it goes...
Go back. I'm pretty sure it's 365. Or no.
No, because it's 365 till Halloween. And then when they change it to Christmas, it jumps to like 35.
Oh.
So I think they did all this in, like...
A month?
I guess it would be 2 months, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane. That's how I took it.
I always take it as a year.
Oh.
My brain always read that as 365. Probably because it changes from 36 to 35. Oh,
yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that means he had this plan...
In a month.
For a month. And then they put it in action... For a month.
Wow. Damn.
That's craziness.
Depression at its finest.
All right.
Okay, so then he gets shot down because everyone's freaking out and, like, the news reports are just flying in, the cops are getting calls like crazy left and right. So military comes and is like, time to shoot him down.
Because you know something I didn't quite realize? It took me this watch around to be like, you know, in my head originally, it was like, even though at the beginning they say 364 more days till Halloween, in my head it's like, okay, this is Halloween Town, so it's like Halloween all year.
basically, right? Yeah, even though it's the same, it's the style or the atmosphere. But in my head, it was like Halloween all the time. So in my head, it was like almost like the North Pole. Like, it's Christmas all year. Yeah. But this is really just, like, a normal town that just, like, goes above and beyond for Christmas, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure I was understanding it.
I've always assumed how you've assumed.
Yeah. Because if they're, like...
But you're right.
If they're counting down to Christmas, that means Santa only does come one day a year. Not... Yeah.
Not every day.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Just a little thought I thought of.
So then, Sally now is like, I've got to stop. Like, I have to save Jack. Jack's in trouble. This is bad. So then he's like, where did they take... Or she's like, where did they take that Sandy Claus? And so then she goes and finds him at Oogie Boogie's lair. And she's like, oh, I got to save him. So she tries to save him. But then she gets caught. So now they're in real trouble. And this is when Jack... gets shot down. And of course, the town mayor dramatizes things. And so they watch him get shot down. And without making confirmation, the mayor just starts announcing to everyone that Jack died.
Right.
The king of Halloween Town is dead. So then Jack's in the grave and he lands on an angel's open book. And I like the symbolism of that.
I know, because that's not how it happened in the book.
No. Go for it.
He just landed, like, in front of a cross in the book.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, he pulled himself up on it, so he probably just landed on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And then pulled himself up to sit on it.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, yeah, and I never realized that was a book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I also love that Zero is putting him back together.
Aww.
And, like, finding his pieces and, like...
That's right, because he broke apart because he's a skeleton.
Uh-huh. So he comes... You see him come and put his jaw back on Jack. I think
the
that's
dog's
so
collecting all the bones.
And so Jack then sings, what have I done? What have I done? Find a deep cave to hide in. But basically, he takes a song to realize, oh, shoot, I screwed up. I need to go and make things right. So then he runs home to go get Sandy Claus. There's actually a deleted scene where he finds the trick-or-treaters, and that's how he finds...
I was gonna wonder, I'm like, how does he just know?
Yeah. So, in the movie, he just goes straight to Oogie Boogie's lair, but he actually goes and finds them and is like, where did you guys put him?
That makes
more
sense.
And they're like... oh, nowhere. And he's like, did you take him to Oogie's? And they're like, maybe. And then they go. So he goes, saves the day. There's an epic fight scene between the two of them where Jack really looks like a spider in like a good chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
He rips apart Oogie Boogie and
Oogie Boogie's like a sack.
Yeah.
It's basically what he is.
Yeah. A sack of bugs. And so then, as he gets ripped open, he sits there and cries out, my bugs! My bugs! My bugs! And then all the bugs scream in as they die.
Because they fall into, like, lava.
So then, Sandy Claus is like, I hope you've learned your lesson. Whereas in the book, he just shows up. Like, he has
That's
been
right.
able to show up this whole time.
Santa saves the day in the book, and then...
Yeah, he just shows up and is like, I hope you learned your lesson. Like, bounces out. But in this, Jack has to go save him to let him bounce out.
Hmm.
And so then, at that point in time, Jack turns to Sally and is like, oh my gosh, I should have been listening to you this whole time. And then he's like, hey, I think I like her.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. And then Jack, like, comes to the town and everyone's like, Jack's back! And Jack's okay. And he's back. Okay. I like when Jack puts the fat kid on the mayor's hat. I think it's so funny. Like, do you not see it?
I see it.
I always wonder, how does that kid stay up there? It's gotta be one strong hat. Unless his head
is
that
like
whole.
That. Could be. Gosh.
So yeah, so then he comes back to the town, and then it starts snowing, and this is when the whole entire town gets to seeing what's this. Because they're like, what is this stuff falling from the sky? And so then Jack's, like, happy that they're all happy, but then he's, like, looking around for Sally. And he's like, where is Sally? And then he goes and finds her on the hill.
The classic.
Yeah, the spiral hill.
Yep. But yeah. All the tattoos are, all the, yep. All the fan art is.
Yep. And then my favorite thing is on the soundtrack, if you listen to this last song, it continues on and Sandy Claus comes on and it's like, I went back to visit them like 12 years later and they had their own kids and I went to say hi to Jack and his kids and I asked him about that fateful night long ago and like, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. I'm like, why don't they put that in the movie?
I know.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah. And that's that, you guys.
Mm-hmm. You're so cute.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I know that was basically us telling you a book and then us telling you a movie, but we tried to mush in what was there and not there.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, kind of helps that Tim Burton wrote the movie and then produced the, or wrote the book and then produced the movie because yeah.
He had a lot of say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even though Henry was the director, he definitely relied on Tim.
Oh, yeah,
for
definitely.
A lot of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. So let's do some casting. We got IMDb cast 16 people for this movie. Let's talk about some of them.
Yeah.
So we got two people for Jack Skellington. We got Chris Sarandon.
I got you. Chris Sarandon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then Danny Elfman. What a cool Christmas movie name. Elfman. So, Danny Elfman was Jack singing, but Chris...
But also, do you know who Danny Elfman is?
No.
Danny Elfman wrote all of the songs.
Oh! So that's why he was singing? So does he sound enough like...
So what happened was they had cast Chris to do the talking voice, and Chris was like, I'm not going to sing. So, like, we have to find a singing voice, and it took him forever. So Danny, when he was writing the music, God, I'm a freaking nerd. When Danny was writing the music for it, he would sing the parts to, like, help him get it written out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone heard his voice and was like, you're Jack. And he was like, no. And they're like, no, you're Jack. And
he does like, sound like...
I guess I'm Jack.
Same. Like, I would not have known.
Yeah.
But Danny...
He's a really good film composer. He does a lot of scores for a lot of different movies.
That's
cool. He did it for Doctor Strange just recently.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny Elfman also voiced Beryl and Clown with Tearaway Face.
Here in a flashing, gone without a trace.
Okay. Catherine O'Hara.
Hold on.
Kevin! What?
Did we like Chris and Danny?
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right.
You're like, I'm just going to tell you guys all about the cast.
I'm tell you who they are. I'm not going to say if I like them or not. Yeah, I mean, they did.
Yeah.
I don't really think we're going to have many not like, I don't know, animated movies. I've never thought about if I like voices or not. So, Catherine O'Hara is Sally and Shock, which was one of the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, Shock is the girl.
The witch.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And I just love...
I'm shocked. Shocked. That... Because she sounds... One. She sounds nothing like...
Moira?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But even... She doesn't even sound a lot like from Home Alone.
Or Beetlejuice.
Or Beetlejuice. She has such a range in her voice.
She's a big-time animated actress,
I didn't
too.
Know
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
Yes.
I love... That's another reason why I love Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. That's a hilarious show.
One of my favorites.
So William Hickey?
Yeah, that sounds like a hickey.
Played Dr. Finkelstein.
Dr. Finkelstein. Yeah,
he was good. He was like an angry doctor.
Yeah.
Sounded right.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Shaddix played the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good.
Good. Paul Rubens played Locke, which was the other trick-or-treater. Mm-hmm.
Right? The trick-or-treaters are Locke, Shock, and Barrel.
And lastly, we have Ed Ivory, who played Santa.
He did good.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Although I will say, with my book that I have, it comes with a DVD. Or a DVD. It's a CD. And
for those who don't know, for our Gen Z generation, a CD you listen to music on.
Christopher Lee narrates the whole book, and I wish that he was in the movie in some way, shape, or form.
Gosh, mm-hmm. That would have been so cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He could have been a good Santa.
Oh, he would have been a great Santa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which do you prefer, the book or the movie?
I prefer my movie.
Yeah. Like... I really like the book. Did you... I read the... Oh, no, I saw the movie first. I was gonna say, I read the book first. I read it first this time of watching. I just like the whole, I like the poem and the Christmas, it related a lot. Whereas the movie, I get a whole, I know it's Christmas too, but I get more of a Halloween feel. Whereas in the book, I got more of the Christmas feel because it was written like a Christmas poem, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's why, I don't know, I like the book. I like the movie too. It's not my favorite, but I like it.
Yeah, no.
But I like the book better.
Well.
All right, you guys.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I was about to do my Twilight joke again.
Oh.
It's fine. Because I stopped myself. I was like, you don't need to go back to that.
Yeah. So we're going to do another Crids. We're going to do another kids' book.
I can't say Christmas.
Oh, it is, yeah. So this is, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, getting more mm-hmm. Christmassy books mm-hmm. for you. And yeah, I'm excited. I love The Grinch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
We're going to do the Jim Carrey one, if you want to watch it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. This year we're doing Jim Carrey.
Yes.
All right, guys, it's time for our special guest. Who is it?
Me.
And what is your name?
Riley.
Riley. How old are you, Riley?
I'm 5.
5 years old. Oh, my goodness.
Did you just start school this year?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you really like The Nightmare Before Christmas, right? So, because we gave you a choice, since we're doing two kids' books, we said, okay, Riley, you can do one of them. Which ones do you want to do? Do you want to do The Grinch or The Nightmare Before Christmas? And which one did you pick?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Why did you want to do this one instead of The Grinch?
Because it was almost Halloween.
Yes, when we record this, it is almost Halloween. Yes. After it comes out, it's going to be after Halloween, and it's going to be almost... Christmas.
What?
Did you like the movie or the book better, Riley?
The movie.
Why did you like the movie better than the book?
Because there was Sally and Oogie Boogie.
In oh, you like Sally and Oogie Boogie?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. What was your favorite part of the movie?
I like when all the glowy stuff happens, when Oogie Boogie's song happens.
Yeah, you like Oogie Boogie's song?
Yeah.
Do you remember his song?
He's the Oogie Boogie Man. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Who's your favorite character?
I like Jack Skellington.
Why do you like Jack Skellington?
Because he's silly and scary.
He's silly and scary?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And Riley, what is your favorite holiday?
I like Halloween.
Halloween? What's your favorite part of Halloween?
I like trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating's fun. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween? Or I guess what you already were for Halloween?
I want to be a black cat.
A black cat. That would be pretty cool.
Nice. Are you going to get a black nose and everything?
Yeah.
With the whiskers on your cheeks?
You're going to paint some whiskers?
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. All right, do you want to say anything to all of our listeners, Riley?
Make sure to subscribe for more.
Did you tell her to say
no!
You heard that, guys. Make sure to subscribe for more. High five, Riley! I love you! Proud mama right there. All right, well, thanks, Riley. You sure made the ending of this podcast way more fun. So, with that, we'll leave ya. When see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Riley, that was perfect.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and gave us 5 beautiful stars.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript and Instagram at Offscript Podcast 21.
Shout outs to Ashley McGee for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And our one and only Bree for our editing.
Good job.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.